With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement. And it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
We're back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Robert has been helping folks for 20 plus years and at AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com and AAN Wealth. Tell me what AAN Wealth and how you said you're a multifaceted. I don't know if that's the word you used, but you really are a multitasked organization.
Yeah, so we primarily operate under two companies, Affinity Advisory Network, which is our financial services firm, mm-hmm. and then also AAN Wealth Advisors, which is our registered investment advisory firm. So we have in-house independent insurance agents. We have investment advisors. We work with about 28 law firms across 38 states that they work with our clients on estate planning. We have CPAs in-house. We also have VA accredited claims agents. So it's really a team approach with us. It's not about one person, you know, kind of wearing all the hats, giving opinions from every angle. It's really one person in their respective field giving you educational information and also advice to put you in a better position.
Well, you can't be an expert in everything, obviously. And the fact that you've got, you know, independent insurance folks and you've got the, you know, you've got advisors. I mean, it's all right there. And it's so rare for a firm like yours to be able to, one, to be even interested in talking about Social Security, and two, the fact that you're teaching people about it and that you're knowledgeable, because I know for a fact the knowledge of Social Security, I mean, that too is intimidating to some advisors. Don't you agree?
There's a lot to it. We do have people in our office here who go through training every single year when it comes to Social Security. So that way we are up on the latest and greatest. And every client that comes in that wants to talk about Social Security, one of the things that we give them, Steve, is a free analysis of Social Security. It shows them all the different options of how they could take it. It shows them COLAs. It shows them, you know, when one spouse dies, how do they get the other spouse's Social Security? It shows break-even analysis. It's a great tool for consumers, and that's something that we provide at no cost when they come in and we're talking about Social Security.
That's a big deal. Because I know, like I said, not all advisors want to talk about it because there's nothing in it for them. And I put
right,
that in quotes. But there's plenty in it because, you know, you're taking care of a client. You're taking care of essentially a family member. So why wouldn't you want to talk about it?
Absolutely. And you know, just because it's not a product from a company that we work with, it is definitely a big part, like you said, because, you know, when people go to retire, what's the first thing they want to know? How much income am I going to have from Social Security?
Right.
So for a good retirement plan, you have to know your income piece, which is going to be Social Security. It might be pensions. It might be that we have to create an income stream for you. But Social Security is definitely a big part of it. There's a lot of questions around it. You know, what's the magic number to retire? What's my full retirement age? You know, do I get more if I defer when someone passes away? You know, what Social Security do I get? If I have an ex-spouse, what do I get? There's just a lot of questions to it. And Steve, I don't know about you, but I was thinking maybe we could turn the tables and give you a little Social Security quiz today for the listeners, see what you know.
I knew we were gearing up for this. All right, I'm ready for you. Let's see what I know.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be true and false.
Okay, so super easy.
These are questions that I run into with listeners every single day, Steve. So,
okay.
You know, you've been on the radio with me a lot. So let's see what you've picked up so far.
All right.
So question number one, in most cases, if I take my benefits before my full retirement age, they will be reduced for early filing. Do you think that's true or false?
That's going to be true.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you, that's one that most people know. About 89% of our listeners actually answered this correctly.
Well, that's comforting.
Yeah, so good answer.
I mean, it is. Yeah, okay.
Question number two, if I receive benefits before my full retirement age but continue to work, my benefits might be reduced by how much I make. On how much I make.
But okay, so before your full retirement age, then that's going to be true.
That is true. If you make certain amounts of income, and we cover this individually with people, but over certain amounts of income, when you take early Social Security, your benefits can be reduced. 82% of our respondents actually answered that correctly.
Okay.
Number three, if I have a spouse, he or she can receive benefits from my record, even if he or she has no individual earning history.
I'm just going to go true.
Good guess.
Because that's what it was at that point. Yeah.
That is true. And that was a harder one for people. Only about 72% of people knew that answer. So number four, if I have a spouse and he or she passes away, I'll receive both my full benefit and my deceased spouse's full benefit.
Boy, wouldn't that be good? But I know that's false.
That is correct. It is false. And believe it or not, that's another tough one for listeners. Only about 68% of people got that right. So,
okay, so here the further we get into this, I can see the numbers are kind of going down for what people know.
They are making them a little tougher, Steve.
I'm nervous.
Here we go. We're 50% of the way through. Here we are with question number five. Generally, if I am in the same sex marriage, there are different eligibility requirements when it comes to Social Security benefits.
That's got to be false.
That is false. And again, that was a tough one for listeners. 65% of people actually answered this correctly. So benefits are exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be.
Right. Number six, the money that comes out of my paycheck for Social Security goes into a specific account for me and remains there, earning interest until I begin to receive my Social Security benefits.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be cool? I can just see it. There's a box with my name on it and a padlock, and every month they dump that money in there. No, that's not what happens.
I was going to say, Steve, you need to wake up before you answer this one.
But again, that is an interesting way to think about it, though. It's like if that was the case, then, you know, a gold box and your name emblazoned on it.
It would be so exciting, wouldn't it?
You'd be
ready to open that box and get paid.
Absolutely. Not going to happen.
You are correct. That one is false. And that was, again, a tough one for listeners. 62% got that correct. Number seven, under the current law, Social Security benefits could be reduced by 20% or more on everyone by 2035.
Well, we've talked about this, I know, Robert, so I know that that's true.
It is true. 60% of people knew that. So, you know, it is possible for that reduction of 20% by 2035. Number eight, if I file for retirement benefits and have dependent children age 18 or younger, they also may qualify for Social Security benefits.
Why? What do you think? True. I mean, children under 18, I think that's true.
Good job. That was a real tough one for listeners. Only 58% got that one correct. So number nine, if I get divorced, I might be able to collect Social Security benefits based on my ex-spouse's Social Security earnings history.
That is an interesting one. And I know that to be true because you've kind of taken me down that path. And it's pretty interesting that you can do that.
Yeah, we had a pretty detailed question from a listener the other day on that one, I remember.
Right. Yeah.
Last week, actually. So that one is actually true. So number 10. Here we go. And then I got two bonus questions for you after
that,
Steve.
Good enough.
Number 10, under current Social Security law, full retirement age is 65 no matter when you were born.
Well, we know that's false because we just had that conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll see if everyone's paying attention today. That is false.
Yeah.
So here's your bonus questions.
Okay.
If I delay taking Social Security benefits past the age of 70, I will continue to get delayed retirement credit increases each year that I wait after 70. So does your benefit continue to increase after 70 if you defer?
Nope, it does not. So
that is correct.
That's really the cutoff. If you get to 70, claim Social Security. Don't wait another day.
That is correct. Yep, you got to claim it. Now, that one, you know, that was really the second to the worst response from anyone who actually took this quiz. Only 49% of people knew that, Steve.
Huh. Well, I think it's a fair thing. It just goes to the lack of knowledge that we have about our own, you know, what our own programs that take care of us.
That's right. Number 12, final question for you, the bonus round right here. Social Security retirement benefits are subject to income tax, just like other withdrawals from a traditional individual retirement account.
I gotta say no. False.
Yes, that is correct. That is false. So Social Security is taxed differently, and only 42% of people knew that. So
but how,
Steve,
is, how, you know, is it taxed?
I would, can we so just... when it comes to Social Security, typically what's going to happen is there's a portion of your Social Security that is going to be taxed, either 50% or 0%, 50% or 80% of it would go towards your tax bracket, Steve.
Okay.
All but
right.
In this case, you answered the question correctly, and you know, you get a gold sticker today. You had 100%.
Yay! I love it. I like doing well in school. So, I mean, again, that whole Social Security area is so interesting. And, you know, and again, if you call the Social Security Administration, they do a great job. I get it. But they can't answer the questions that we just asked, that you just asked me right here. They can't answer those questions.
Well, Social Security, you know, they're not allowed to really give advice, right? So their job really is to kind of read the screen, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. You look at your credits and see how much you get, and that's pretty much what you're going to find out. But again, I always urge listeners, you know, if you're getting close to retirement and you really want to understand your Social Security, come into our office, take advantage of our complimentary review session, get that no-cost Social Security analysis that we provide. Go home and study it. Look it over with your spouse. And, you know, if you decide to come back to our offices after that first meeting, we can help walk you, like you say, to and through retirement.
Sounds fantastic, Robert. Just pick up the phone. It's all it takes. 877-841-1963. That financial roadmap that we talk about, Robert and the team can help take things that are complicated and break it down into something that just makes sense. A chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And if you've never done it before, no time like the present. If you're looking for a second opinion, Robert is your guy. Call him and get that done. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
When we come back, it's time for questions from the listeners, and we've got some good ones this week.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. At Affinity Advisory Network, we pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, Robert Hall and his team will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Take advantage of our complimentary retirement strategy session by calling Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network at 877-841-1963. Again, the number to call is 877-841-1963.
Here's our look at women of accomplishment, women who have soared to new heights and shattered the glass ceiling.
Growing up, Sally Ride was not only interested in science, she was also a nationally ranked tennis player. She earned a PhD in physics in 1978 while doing research on the interaction of X-rays with the interstellar medium. Ride was selected to be an astronaut as part of NASA Astronaut Group 8 in 1978, the first class to select women. She was one of 35 selected out of 8,000 applicants. In overcoming gender bias during a pre-space flight press conference, she was asked such ridiculous questions as, "Do you weep when things go wrong on the job?" and "Will the flight affect your reproductive organs?"
Liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut.
Ride became the first American and the third woman in space aboard the Challenger in 1983. Many people attending the launch wore t-shirts that said, "Ride, Sally, Ride." She served on the committees that investigated the Challenger and Columbia Space Shuttle disasters, the only person to participate in both. Ride died of pancreatic cancer on July 23, 2012. Sally Ride, one of the many women to shatter the glass ceiling.
Back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, having a great conversation today. Robert and his team are ready to hear from you. It must be fun to go to work every day, Robert, and get to retire essentially every day. I mean, what a cool feeling.
When you say get to retire, you mean I get to retire people.
Yeah, that
not
okay.
So much I get to retire.
Right, right. Okay, you get to retire people, but that's got to be a fun feeling. That's got to be a highlight of the day.
You know, I love it, Steve. As you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it's still so exciting to me when a client walks in. You know, we're doing all the planning up until retirement, and I'm not joking. You can just see the difference on someone's face when they finally pull that trigger and they retire. The guy comes in, you know, before stressed out, you know, had a tough day at work, you know, kind of short. And by the time he comes in after he's done and ready to retire, he comes in with his sunglasses on, kicked back, secure in his retirement. It's just a great feeling, Steve.
Love it. Love it. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of that, 877-841-1963 is the number. One of the other things I really enjoy is seeing your offices and the pictures, the gallery that you have there of, I mean, the smiles are endless. And that's a really cool thing, I think, that you do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really neat because we form very good relationships with our clients. I mean, we are in the glass tower right across from Belden Village Mall. And a lot of times because we're really, really centrally located here in Canton, easy to get to. But we have customers all the time, clients that come by and they'll just have a cup of coffee. They come see Rhonda. They come see Joyce. You know, they make friends at our office. So,
sure.
You know, and it's funny because we see a lot of people that actually run into their friends here that didn't know that they were actually with our firm as well. So it happens a lot. It's surprising.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, that gallery is just a fun place to wander through and see, look at the pictures. It's great. All right. Speaking of the gallery, let's jump into some questions here before we run out of time. Gail's up first and says, I have a 401k with a company I retired from this year. Can I convert those funds to my Roth IRA? Now, I don't want to convert all the funds because of the tax bill. Can I convert just a part of those funds to my Roth IRA, then roll the rest of my 401k funds into a traditional IRA?
When it comes to Roth conversions, there's no set rule to how much you have to do or don't have to do. A lot of times the listeners are under the impression that they can only contribute a little bit to their Roth while they're working, but ultimately you can convert a traditional qualified plan like a 401k or an IRA over to a Roth at any time. If the client, if it's appropriate for the situation and they want to do part of their money in a traditional IRA and part of it in a Roth, you can absolutely do that. But just remember and it sounds like Gail actually understands this, but you know, whatever portion you do convert to the Roth, obviously the taxes are going to be due on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the part that you actually roll over into the traditional IRA, it's just going to be a rollover and you're not going to pay tax on that. It's going to continue to stay tax deferred.
Well, again, I think, like you said, I think she's got a pretty good handle on that. And it's like she was asking a question that she almost knew the answer to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you know, these, a lot of times people who have contributed to their 401k plan for years and years and years, you know, they have people that come into their company that talk to them about different retirement plans. She may have gotten the idea of a Roth from that person or maybe an independent advisor that she works with or an independent agent. But somewhere she definitely got some information and she could definitely split that up into a traditional and a Roth if she wanted to and if it was appropriate for her plan.
All right. 877-841-1963. Gail, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Peggy's got a question now. She says, I'm 4 years away from retirement and I already have enough income for retirement. Good for you. I have a year's worth of expenses in my checking account. Is there a certain balance I should keep in a checking account when my retirement accounts are set? She's in good shape.
Yeah, she's in great shape. That's actually a good question, though. And I'll go back to, you know, today we were talking a lot in the show about different retirement rules, kind of where you start, right? So, you know, when it comes to bills, a general planning rule that exists out there is the 6-month rule. And that basically means that I'm going to keep liquid cash, enough money for 6 months, just in case anything happens, I can pay all my bills for that period of time. But it sounds like in her situation, you know, she has two things. She has income that's ready to go for her retirement, and she's got that emergency money. You know, she's got a year's worth saved in her checking account. So like you said, she's in great shape. You know, the question I might have for Peggy, if I were talking to her live is, you know, on that income plan, how much of the income is actually guaranteed? Because, you know, as we talk about on the show all the time, inflation is high right now. You know, there's rising costs of everything right now. And so, you know, a good retirement plan would have a good chunk of that income guaranteed. So, but I'd say generally what Peggy asked in pretty good shape.
All right. I like that she's talking about, doing the whole conversion thing, understanding what's going on. All right, Peggy, give us a call, 877-841-1963. John is wondering now, an IRA is being willed to me, he says. If I inherit it before the age of 59 and a half, can I have it sent directly to my own IRA? And what are the tax implications?
So this is a complicated question. When he says his own IRA, and obviously you and I both know this, Steve, on the radio,
right.
You can't give advice because we don't know the total situation. But, typically when you receive an inherited IRA, the rules are going to be similar to a regular IRA. What I mean by that is if you receive the inherited IRA, you're going to still have to take required minimum distributions. When John asks, can he put it in his IRA? I don't know if he's asking if he could, put it in his Social Security number and roll it into his IRA and have the rules of his IRA, but that is not going to be the case either way. I mean, when you receive the inherited IRA, you're going to have to follow qualified rules and you're going to have to take required minimum distributions, just like the person that you inherit it from was.
Well, the inherited IRA, the non-beneficiary or the non-spousal inherited IRA, those rules changed in the last few years. And I think a lot of folks are taken by surprise that the stretch IRA is no more.
Yeah, that was a big surprise for a lot of people because, we find a lot of times that retirees, they don't use all of their money over their lifetime. And their plan was to just pass that asset on to their children or grandchildren and let them stretch those taxes out over their entire lifetime. But as we know, because of the SECURE Act, that's changed, and now all of the taxes have to be paid within 10 years.
Okay, so, I mean, that's a big deal. And when we talk about generational wealth, I know that that was a strategy before of handing over that generational wealth because people could keep it in there, and now got to come out in 10 years. That's a conversation that you must have with a lot of folks.
We do have that conversation a lot, and there's actually a great answer for that. There are certain products in the market today called wealth transfer products. And what they do is they allow you to roll over an IRA and create a tax-free distribution benefit. So for the client that, walks in that says, hey, we were going to do a stretch IRA, but we heard that you can't do that anymore. There are answers when it comes to planning where you can reduce the taxes and create essentially a tax-free death benefit that goes to your heirs.
Wow. Again, folks, that's really important. 877-841-1963. Tell me what that's called again.
It's a wealth transfer technique that we use.
Okay, I like that. I mean, just the sound of that makes me feel good. Well, because if I'm concerned about a legacy, if I'm concerned about leaving money to kids or grandkids or whoever, that I think that's an important piece to hear.
You said it, Steve. I mean, that's what they call these products also, legacy products. It's for that next generation because, most people do not spend all of their money when they go into retirement because they just don't do it because they're worried that they might run out, right? So they save, they still budget. And because of that, they have money left. So wealth transfer techniques and these legacy products, have a good fit for those type of people.
Sure. 877-841-1963 is the number. John, give us a call. Let's see. Peter is up next. Peter says, I'm 55 years old with $600,000 saved for retirement. Now, is it possible to retire at 62, claim Social Security, and live off $6,000 a month for the rest of my life? Thanks. I don't know if it's that cut and dried.
It is not that cut and dry. There's many things in this question. The first question that we have is, does it make sense for him to take early retirement? Because it seems like he would be claiming at 62, which means he's not at FRA, full retirement age. So he's not going to get his full benefit. He would be claiming early Social Security. And then, he talks about living off $6,000 a month. We'd have to look and see how much his Social Security is that's contributing to that $6,000 a month, or if he's saying that $6,000 is coming out of his $600. I mean, if the $6,000 is coming out of $600, he's taking a distribution over 8% each year, which, could be possible. But as we've talked about on today's rules, a good starting point is the 4% rule. So like you said, there's a lot of questions on this one that we'd have to talk about to get in depth. This is a good starting point, a good conversation starter for him to figure out where am I at and what do I need to do. Of all the people that we've taken questions from today, I would tell you that Peter probably would be the one that would have the most questions that we'd have to continue with to give him the advice he's looking for.
All right, Peter, give us a call. Love to hear from you. 877-841-1963 is the number. And on that note, boy, Robert, this show went by so quickly. We are up against the clock and need to wrap it up.
It flew today, Steve.
Yeah.
And what I would say to all of our listeners is if you enjoy the show today and you have heard of some of these rules that we've talked about, you know, come in, join us for a cup of coffee, and let's talk about those rules and see which ones might apply to you, which ones might not apply to you. If you want to know about Social Security, how to take it, if you want to take advantage of that report that we give out to all the clients that come in for Social Security, come in for the no-cost review. And we'll be happy to sit down with you and give you a full education on everything you want to learn about in retirement planning.
That sounds great, Robert. Folks, it's really why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances with no cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking, just what we've been talking about today. What about red flags that could be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Yeah, let Robert and the team take a deep dive and find out. What about a potential tax liability? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits to the fullest. Now, if you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, all it takes is a phone call. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. And Robert, this has been a fun show today. Wow, what a great time.
It's been a great show, Steve.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it, and we're going to come back next week. We're going to have new topics and questions and more, all of that, on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC, is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC, is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements.
Does it feel like you're fighting for financial knowledge? Don't let bad advice be a punch in the gut to your retirement. Take advantage of a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation with a local, trusted advisor. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisor Network, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC, is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC, is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
High interest rates, volatile markets, and recession talks could be standing between you and the retirement that you've planned for. Some easy adjustments could make all the difference coming up on today's show.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there, and it's something that I can count on, and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary visionary cultivating inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them. And we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. Robert is president and founder of Affinity Advisory Networks. He's been helping folks for, 20 years getting to and through retirement. You can find out more at AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
How's it going, Steve?
Very, very well, thanks. This is going to be a meaty show, I think.
It is. A lot of good information for our listeners.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, we're talking a lot about strategies. We're talking about tips, you know, all these kinds of things that we hear. Rules of thumb, if you will. There's a lot of those out there, aren't there?
There are. There are a lot. And so, a lot of times they're misinterpreted. So I think this will help out a ton.
God, that's exactly where I was headed, Robert. Exactly. So let's just jump in from the top and talk about the 4% rule. Now, this is something that's been around, since the early 90s or mid 90s?
Yeah. Early 90s, this rule came out. And again, everything that we talk about today is just a general starting point.
Okay.
It's not actually, you know, a be-all, end-all solution. But the 4% rule was an income rule that was used, basically saying that a retiree should withdraw 4% of their retirement funds on an annual basis, and that would at least satisfy the required minimum distribution. The theory behind this was that part of the money was in equities, part of it was in bonds. And basically, if you only withdrew 4% over the time, you would not run out of money. Now, a lot of advisors actually think that the 4% rule is dead because bond rates are different than when the rule started. Other advisors think that, you know, maybe 5% is a little bit more comfortable, but does add a little bit more risk to the particular retirement plan. But the 4% rule is a good general starting point of, you know, as an example, if I had $100,000, pull out $4,000 a year, that should be pretty easy to maintain and have income for the rest of my life.
Sure. So has it held up over the years? And like you said, it's a starting point, but it isn't necessarily an ending point.
Yeah, it's not an ending. I mean, it really depends when you ask if it's held up over the years, Steve, because, you know, we still use that as a starting point. But if I have a client that's looking for guaranteed income, then the investment advisors here are not going to be recommending using the 4% rule in stocks typically. If they need guaranteed income, they're going to use guaranteed products. But if it's kind of more of a loose interpretation, they're looking for maybe a 4, 5, 6, or 7% return, then obviously the investment advisors can talk about that. So it really depends on the client, but the 4% rule is a good general starting point.
I like that because I think most of us can do the math on that and kind of get an idea as we head in and help you put or have you help us put our plan together.
Sure.
So another one of the rules, it's called Rule of 72, which I really like, and it's a pretty interesting way to look at things, I think.
It is, for sure. The Rule of 72 basically is, it explains when you're going to double your money, right?
All right, I'm all about doubling money.
Yeah, so here's an example. So let's say you have an account that earns 4%, divide 72 by 4, and then you're left with 18, which serves as a rough estimate of how many years it would take for your money to double.
Okay.
And you know, this rule, again, it's an estimate, right? It's a starting point. And again, it comes back to what you said in last rule. It's really math, right?
Yeah.
It's just saying if I'm in this for this amount of time with this amount of return, this is how long it takes to double my money.
So does that still apply? Would that apply? So if you look at an interest rate, let's say you're, and this is sort of an extreme, but let's say you're looking at consumer debt and you're looking at a credit card with 20% interest. And over time, I mean, it wouldn't take long for that to double, would it?
No, not
at
all.
That's the wrong way.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe not use that as the example for
right.
the rule of 72.
No, as the one not to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you obviously want the returns on your investments. Now, you know, you want to keep in mind, though, that, you know, certain investments, stocks, as an example, don't have any type of fixed rate of return. So you can't really go into certain investments and say, oh, I'm going to use the rule of 72. When there's no fixed rate, you can't determine exactly when it's going to double. It's just, again, a rule of thumb, right? If I could maintain this type of return over this period of time, I should be able to double my money.
Okay. And so that kind of gives folks confidence if they can see that and lay it out in there and people get an idea of, oh, okay, my money is going to work for me.
Right, exactly.
So, all right, so when we're talking about the magic retirement age, the 65 rule, now that's one that's been around forever. I mean, I remember as a kid, it was always 65, and not that I paid a lot of attention to who was retiring, but still, that was the number, right? That's what you grew up hearing. But it's not necessarily the case anymore.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of people still think it's 65. But unfortunately, you know, it's not really that applicable today. In fact, it's more of a loose guideline, right?
Okay.
And the reason for it being a loose guideline is because, you know, when Secure Act 2.0 came out, it really altered the way folks viewed retirement and what they would have to do. You know, it changed their FRA, or what we call full retirement. And basically the way it works now is if people were born 1954 or before, their full retirement age for full benefit is age 66. If they were born in 1955, FRA would be 66 and 2 months. 1956 would be 66 and 4 months. 1957 is 66 and 6 months. 1958, 66 and 8 months. 1959, 66 and 10 months. And then 1960 or later is 67. So, you know, it kind of changed when people could get that full benefit.
So 65 was the number, and that was always the one that we heard from, you know, the time I was a kid growing up. 65, that's when people retired. That's what my mother was talking about, my father was talking about. But then everything changed in the mid-80s, something like that?
Yeah, it all started to change. And recently on Secure Act 2.0, it changed. But here's an example for you, Steve. You know, if I were to assume FRA was 67,
okay,
and I claim benefit at 62, right? So I said, you know, I want to retire early and I can take my Social Security. Well, you're only going to get about 70% of your total benefit.
Man.
If you look at that same thing and you said, you know, I could push out to that magic number of 65. Well, the magic number of 65 gets you about 86.7%, not 100% of your full retirement. So again, this may not be practical in the long run to say that the retirement age is 65.
Sure. Well, and again, you want to be able to, there's no reason that you can't retire early, but again, you have to take into account that haircut because it is substantial and it's not going to go back to what your full retirement going back to your full retirement payout would be either. And I think some people think that, well, if I claim now, then it'll just kick up and more when I get to my full retirement age. And
that
doesn't
be nice.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. That does not happen, unfortunately. So like I said, you know, when you're thinking about this rule of 65, you know, just remember, you can retire at 65, but you're just not going to get your full benefit. You have to retire at FRA, your full retirement age, to get the full benefit.
And so let's keep talking about some of these rules. This kind of spills into the next segment. But let's talk about the 60-40 stock bond rule. There's a big one, huh?
Yeah, the 60-40 stock bond rule. It was really designed for the intention of allowing folks to benefit from growth through stocks and curb the risk by adding in the stability and income with bonds, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the relationship between stocks and bonds allowed to protect portfolios during flourishing economies when interest rates were falling. Of course, in high interest rates coupled with the current increased volatility as we've seen over the past year or so, it really demonstrates a fundamental flaw when it comes to the 60-40 rule of thumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the market dips and high interest rates due to inflation, returns weren't as nearly as high as they should have been. So the rule really didn't perform the way it was supposed to.
Okay, and that is holding true today. So are those numbers still kind of the rule of thumb? I mean, we talk about it, we hear about it, but it may not be the best strategy today for everyone.
Yeah, it's not always the best strategy when it comes to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are many other asset classes out there besides stocks and bonds that can really enrich and diversify portfolios. So, you know, what I tell everybody is on any of these rules, again, they're just starting points. It's just to have a basic concept, a basic introduction to what should I maybe look at as I start to plan my retirement. And really, the best thing to do is just come into our office, sit down with us. We do a no-cost consultation where we can actually discuss some of these rules and we can jump into them in depth and we can show you things that have happened over the past years, whether these things are still holding true or not.
Right. And those are the kinds of conversations that you like to have, because so much of what you do is teaching. I mean, you share knowledge, you get the word out and help people understand what they're doing with their money.
It is. You know, our firm is all about education, Steve. And, you know, because we're a multidisciplinary practice, when someone comes in, you know, they may have an investment advisor from AN Wealth that's talking to them about their investments and the risk tolerances and their goals and so forth. They may have an insurance agent and they're talking about insurance products, a CPA about taxes, and maybe an attorney that's independently talking to the client from and representing them from their firm about estate planning. I mean, we're really a full multidisciplinary team. And for that, it really takes a lot of education.
And you do that in any number of ways. One, you do it when you're one-on-one with folks, for sure. But also, you reach out and you have seminars and times for folks to really learn things. And you're out there to share it.
We do. We actually have events every single week in about 38 states currently. So there's a lot of opportunity to learn this information. In addition to that, you know, obviously, you know, Steve, you and I are always talking to the callers constantly mm-hmm. about the things that we talk about on the radio.
Right. Well, and again, on that note, Robert, let's take a break. Let's invite folks to call and come on in, sit down with you and put that plan together. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Folks, it's a phone call away. It's 877-841-1963, an opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, and get that financial roadmap put together. It's a great opportunity for you to review your individual circumstances with no cost and no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that might be a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Let Robert and the team take a deep dive and really lay it out for you. What about a potential tax liability? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, just call us, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
When we return, we round up this list of retirement rules and how to protect your nest egg in this or any economy. Details on the other side.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family, sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive, custom tailored to your unique goals, and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team. We're here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963.
Bad money habits.
If bad money habits constrain your financial progress, it's time to alter your behavior. Here's another bad money habit to break.
Thinking you'll win it big in the lottery. It would be nice, and we can certainly dream, but if you think about it, is there really any need to buy more than one Powerball ticket? Here are the odds of winning the big prize in Powerball. 1 in 292,201,338. So let's say you buy 20 Powerball tickets. You just increased your odds 1 to 20 in 292 million. The odds of finding a pearl in an oyster shell are just 1 in 12,000. You're way more likely to date a supermodel, be crushed by a meteorite, be elected president, or become an astronaut than to win the big lottery prize. It's not even close. So while it can be fun and people do win, it certainly can't be your retirement plan.
On Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. Robert's president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network. Robert's been helping folks for more than 20 years getting to and through to retirement. He's an independent advisor, which is a very important piece to this puzzle. Robert, wouldn't you agree being independent is a really important thing for a especially for an advisor and somebody that I want to trust my money with?
Absolutely, because what that does, Steve, is it allows us to use an array of different products from really many, many different companies. Because, you know, if you go to one person that represents one company or one product, it's not always right for that potential retiree. So, you know, we use all the names that people know of and have trusted for many years.
And that really is important. Folks, if you want to get a head start, let me give you a number. It's 877-841-1963. Well, got another rule here, and again, this is a fun one. It's the 100 minus your age rule. How does that work, and what is it?
Yeah, so this is really a starting point for how do you determine how much risk you should have in your retirement plan. And so the basic rule started as you just take 100, you subtract your age. So as an example, if you were 60 years old, you would take 100 minus 60, and that would give you 40. For that 40 would be the percentage that would be exposed to risk in your portfolio. And that would really mean that the other 60% would be in products, places where you can't lose money, places where your principal is going to be protected. So again, that's the rough rule, is just take 100 minus your age, and that'll give you a starting point of how much risk you should have in the portfolio.
So I hear some folks say we ought to do 110 minus your age. Is that just because of the economy that's different, or is that something to consider?
Yeah, so some folks use 110, like you said. They think that that's a little better fit for their financial planning. And again, you know, don't consider this a hard and fast rule, like that you have to do 100 or 110. This is just a rough starting point to say, you know, how much should I really have at risk at this current age?
Robert, in the end of the last segment, you said something that caught my ear, and I want to dig into it if you don't mind. You said that you have events every week and in 38 states. How does that work, Robert? I'm fascinated. That's really cool that you've got that kind of reach, though.
Yeah, so it definitely keeps us busy, Steve. We actually have independent advisors all across the country that have trained here at the corporate office in Canton, Ohio, and they are running some of them very large organizations, and we host what we call lunch and learns, mm-hmm. Where we invite the general public in. We do an educational event of, you know, what's out there, what can be done, what are some strategies. We might touch on rules, things like we're talking about today on the radio. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people that attend those events really enjoy them. You know, they get a free lunch out of it, of course.
Sure.
And the other part of it is they learn, and there's no pressure. You know, it's in a safe environment for them. So we do those every single day of the week.
Wow, that's amazing. And like you said, different kinds of topics. Are there certain themes that you run usually or regularly?
Yeah, it rotates. So depending on where you live and what time of the year it is and so forth, it does change. Sometimes we host events and we're talking about Social Security. Other times we're talking about estate planning, and we actually bring the attorneys in on the estate planning seminars, and they're talking about in-depth planning, what can be done, how to protect their assets, how to, you know, distribute the assets after they're gone. Sometimes we bring in CPAs and we talk about tax planning. So really it's an array of topics. We also do an adult education event that we host at libraries and colleges, where we bring in financial people and they teach financial planning and retirement planning.
That is a big need. There is a huge need for that, just to teach basic financial, you know, planning, just basic finance. I mean, that behavioral finance is a fascinating topic to me, and I know that's something that you and your team certainly understand and dig into.
We do. And, you know, we've been doing it, like you said, I've been doing it for 20 years now, and helping people understand money is really a big deal. And for people, most people, it's scary. You know, they've worked their whole life to save everything that they have, and they're afraid of change a lot of times. So, you know, our goal is to make sure that clients are comfortable and well-educated, and that if they decide to do business with us, they know what they're doing and why they're doing it.
877-841-1963 is the number, 877-841-1963. How do we find out about those events? Are they go to your website, affinityadvisorynetwork.com, from a local
standpoint?
Yeah, just
go to the website, Steve, and click on the state that you live in. And then from that drop-down menu, there'll be different events and different advisors and agents that you can actually look at their events. And all you do is just sign up. You can either sign up on the website, or you can call in to the 800 number and sign up for that particular event.
Robert, was this part of your overall vision when you started in this industry? Did you imagine ever getting as big as you are at this point?
You know, when I first started in the industry, I kind of fell into the business originally. I was recruited into it, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it was so overwhelming to me when I started. And it was interesting because, you know, I know how clients feel when they walk in, because when I got into the business, it was that way for me. It was so overwhelming, so much to learn. And then, you know, now that we've been doing it for over 20 years, you know, it's kind of second nature to us, but we take it all the way back to the beginning and educate clients from, you know, really the first step to make sure that they understand everything.
So do you get people that are maybe a bit younger, just kind of curious as they anticipate retirement?
Yeah, we have a wide range of people that we do planning for, Steve. You know, we probably have, if you look at a regular basis, people between ages 45 and 75 would be kind of the norm. The other thing that you see a lot of times is when we're working with our older clients, you know, they're bringing their kids in and actually having them do planning starting younger, because there are some phenomenal tax-free strategies that people are just not taking advantage of because they're not aware of how they work. And, you know, our older clients are bringing their kids and saying, hey, I would do this if I was younger. And they're getting their kids started younger. When I say kids, I mean, a lot of times these are their adult children,
sure,
you know, in their 30s or even 40s and sometimes even 50s. But there's a lot of great tax-free strategies that people should know about. And that's one of the popular topics that we talk about all the time.
One of the other things that I've learned about you and Affinity Advisory Network is your work with the veterans. And that is an area from a financial planning standpoint. I mean, I talk with folks all over the country, as you do. I don't hear a lot of people talking about, you know, essentially catering or offering veterans things that they're unaware of. And this is an amazing piece.
Well, I can tell you why, Steve. Number one, it's an area that is foreign to most people, right? Mm-hmm. They don't understand the rules associated with it. They don't understand the benefits associated with it. I mean, a lot of people have never even heard of some of the benefits that we talk about. And, you know, they're across the country. Last time I checked, there was about just over 300 individual VA accredited claims agents. We actually work with five independent VA accredited claims agents. And we also work with several VA accredited claims attorneys as well. You know, especially for the older folks, when they get to the point where they need assistance from another person, mm-hmm. There are great benefits out there that can really pay them thousands of dollars tax free for the rest of their life if they qualify. So again, going back to the same thing I always say, education is key.
And this is something, so if there are veterans and they're wondering, what are you talking about? It really is an amazing program that not a lot of people know about. And you certainly don't hear anybody yelling about it, you know, getting the word out, except you.
There's people out there that do it, Steve, but I've only seen it advertised on TV one time by one news network. And that was probably more than a decade ago. So, you know, some of these benefits are just a little complex and they're not talked about, like you said. So our goal is to help any veteran that's a deserving veteran. And if they're actually eligible for benefits, we connect them with the right people to be able to get those benefits.
If you're talking to veterans and you know, they may not have retired from the military, but they've done time in the military. Do you work with a lot of vets? I mean, do they seek you out? I would think. I mean, you know, I'm a vet. I would seek you out.
Yeah, we actually do a lot of planning for veterans. And really, it's kind of a coincidence because of the age. You know, a lot of people that come to us that are in their, you know, 60s, 70s, and even 80s, you know, they were in the military. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of times when we're doing what we call pre-planning for clients, part of that pre-planning goes down to those veterans' benefits because they may not be eligible for the benefits today, but they got to be positioned correctly to be eligible in the future.
Folks, if you got questions about this, if you are a vet and you want a little assistance, maybe you're wondering if there's something right for you, give us a call. It's 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963. Robert, this is a great conversation. Let's take a quick break. Let's invite folks to call in the meantime, and we'll pick it up right here when we get back.
I would just invite all the folks that are listening today to either come in and take advantage of our complimentary reviews, or go to any of our educational events. You know, if you want to go to a library or to a college and you want to learn financial techniques, you can do that. There's a no-cost event that we hold for that. We also do the events just about every day of the week at local restaurants where you can learn different strategies, different rules that may apply or might be an option for you. So just give us a call. We'll sit down with you and we'll spend the time to educate you.
Sounds great, Robert. 877-841-1963. That's the number you can call. Great opportunity for you to really, you know, no cost, no obligation, and it really helps you get a better handle on your own financial situation. Find out what your investments are really costing you, maybe because of high fees or commissions. Future tax implications? Yes, tax strategies are a big part of what you'll talk about. And you can see how much income you can securely generate from all of that once you do move into retirement. Call us right now, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963. And that is the 1963. That's the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and continue our conversation here on Retirement Readiness Radio.
When it comes to claiming Social Security, there are many factors to consider, many questions to answer, the wrongs, the rights. Coming up, I'm going to turn the table on Steve, our consumer advocate, and I'm going to give him a Social Security pop quiz. We're going to see how he scores compared to the others. Stay tuned.